the 2015 teaching series in the USA, Buddhism and Development in Society Today. Speaker Kenpo Sochim Lojo. For more lectures, please visit our official website www.luminouswisdom.org.
네, 마초 소자치모 기근 넘바당 네 로마 넘바 탐칠라 슈토 데라칸 삼드지인.
Good afternoon, good evening to all the students and teachers who have gathered here this evening.
네 데랑 아촌드 남마 망본드 딘좀네 가초 참아 카다시진디 고스급 야보숑아랑아랑 베가보숑송.
I'm really happy to have the chance to engage in conversation with you all here.
드니 대랑 아초고 드니 카브다가 난돈 카샹디 드니 슈소콘 벨기에가 난다 드니 아초 낭바가 삼로 드니 식진 판토 간디즈 토마토 데리.
And the topic of our conversation tonight is going to be about the effect, the influence, and the benefit of Buddhist thought or Buddhist ideology on social development. The focus of the thoughts I'm going to share with you tonight are really the Tibetan Buddhist attitude or approach to social development from a Buddhist point of view.
Tani Bobazena, Tani Sacha, Tani Hajanga, Tani Muksarwa, Tani Zala, Tani Neobaga, Tani Murik, Tani Zri.
When we talk about Tibetan people, we're referring to a people who really are in some ways quite special and unique.
Tani sacha musarwa ti thola yo pi tani murg tela yang tani rune yang tani ga yang musarwa tani ziore.
And because this people lives in a special place, they've also developed a culture that is in many ways quite special.
Tani rune tela korang murg rang rune dang tani chu rune te tani ni yore.
When we talk about Tibetan culture, Tibetans have their own culture as well as a religious culture.
Tani chu rigne de tarta ji ha chang jap 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 chimbu jang ga tani chu ti tani lo tong ta chig da sum ja ga kung ni tani jagar ni tani shong bare.
And this pervasive religious culture originated about 1300 years ago in India.
Tani bobala samlo tamba yena tani lo tong cha chik ta tani samja tani zika rangla tani mo rigpa samo tani lapa tangmo tani ga tani mo changma di tani korang cho ga tani chu di thola tani jimjik mambo shene tani shendu.
And this religious culture was developed in Tibet as a result of at that time, 1,300 years ago, the most erudite and intelligent members of the population really applying themselves to this religious tradition, researching and investigating it very diligently.
Then, Boba ga tani zowo korang tso ga tani samlo tang sa ta jimjik shi sa de gang re zina tani nga tso pamjur ya ge tang yang zha wo ta tani ga korang tani chong gan di yam na tani gormu gan di mangpo sa
What Tibetans over their traditional history were really applying their efforts in research and thinking too were not how to do business or how to improve the economy, how to make money or things like this.
Then he the Koranto Jimjikshi,
what they really were concerned about investigating was the human.
Tani mog ye na tani mog lipo ta mog lipo wa na ni cha phong se na xi jun je de chi ko ra de jim jig mang bo shi men du zo de de ma re.
But when we talk about investigating the human, it really wasn't research into the physical nature of the human being, bacteria and cells and things like this.
Tani mula tani koso ko jimjik shewe ne kum na tsu tani mogo tondak ni to la tani jimjik shendu.
In respect of their interest in the human, there were two things that they paid most attention to.
Tani chik to mogo tsechok ko to la tani jimjik mambo mambo shewe res.
The first of these was the human life or human life force.
Tani ni pa da tani mogo sem ko to la tani jimjik mambo shewe res.
And the second was the human mind.
Tendi yindi tini kotso wo tini loh tong chak chik ta tini samgya garang la tini ma mambu wo tini jimjik mambu shi, nyamnyong mambu sak, tini tsorta mambu shi, tindri shi pi jimtsin ji, tini korang tso la tseshchok tang mi sem kato la tini tawa yang janda mandrawa tini tawa yang mambu ndu.
So it's as a result of their efforts in researching, investigating and conducting experiments into the nature of the human mind and the human life as it were, that the Tibetan tradition developed special or unique views or findings on these subjects of inquiry.
Parche korang tso tini bogo tini murg te ma tokpa jambala mepan rao tindi go tini tawa yang mambo yo re.
In terms of the human life or consciousness, there are many ideas or views that are held by the tradition, the Tibetan tradition, which are probably not found anywhere else in the world.
Tani te dang nyam tu tini korang tso la tini jikten ga tawa, tini matse ga tawa, Rintanga tawa, di tawa sambo de la yang, tindi tawa chabarwa, zina janda mandrawa, tindi mambo ndus.
So for this reason, the Tibetan attitudes to the mundane world, to the value of human life, and other areas of human value were also shaped and influenced by the Tibetan interest in the human life and the mind.
Tani ti tawa te so ti tawa ti thoni shapa yena tani yargi zewa nga chowa yargi shiso ko yargi zewa tela khoso wo tani tasir kawan do shina yargi zewa tela yargi mundawa sim dus.
So in respect of the traditional Tibetan attitude towards progress or development, there were three key ways or areas in which progress was conceived of.
Tani nga chon zambalang shirtang ge tini shiso ko tawa zi ki tela zambalang nu shu ko yin na shar shu ko yin na shiso ko yargi la tini yargi mambu ndu ta yin na te mambu zi ge tini yargi ze ya te so te pamjur ge yargi tela ngunzin ro ndu.
So these days, nowadays, whether it's the West or in the East in Asia, most people, when they speak of development or progress, and this is spoken of a lot, really what people are chiefly referring to is economic development.
Tani nga tso go pamjur ko yargi ta, tani muso so go tsuwa go chisu jemtur kirwa, jemtur jegi, tani songwa te nga tso go tani shiso ko yargi zi rezi na rezi. Yinna yung te yargi zewa te tish chibu la ngunzin shesho na, tani te zindri ko yo samarezi.
If we ask ourselves whether social development is characterized by the continual improvement of our living standards, then we cannot say that this is not one form of progress or development, but to let this characterize the entire way that we define progress is indeed mistaken. From a Tibetan traditional point of view, the first kind of progress that we can speak of is progress of the mind or progress of one's ideas and attitudes.
Tani nga tsu tarstan rabo yina nga tsu nubshuk la tini semkum rikpa yore, shabshuk la semkum rikpa yore, shirta nga tsu sem la tini jimjik shiba tif shir mambu ndus.
In today's world, whether it's in the East or the West, there's a lot of people conducting research into the psychology of the human mind.
So
Yet, while there's a lot of research conducted into the various functions or manifestations of the human mind, there's not necessarily a great deal of penetrating research done into the fundamental essence of what that mind actually is. When we talk about happiness or pleasure in life or suffering and pain in life, chiefly these things are decided by our minds. In saying this, however, I'm not saying that in order for a person to be happy, all they need to do is resolve issues at the level of their mind and they don't need anything else. That's not what's being said. In order for us to be happy, or happiness indeed, relates to a lot of needs, but among these needs, chief among them, is the needs of our mind. So in respect of the direction that society takes, social direction, whether or not this is a healthy direction or an unhealthy direction, this really rests on the minds of the and the attitudes of the influential people in a given society. Over the course of human history, including recent human history, the wars and great conflicts that we've seen are the result of those with power and privilege not having a proper direction in terms of their minds. So whether we're talking about the very great, large kind of macro level of the world at large, and whether or not we will obtain world peace, or the micro level of the individual human life, then the issue of mind is extremely important. The reason, however, that people have not known really about the nature of the human mind is that in many ways what lies at its innermost core seems like a great secret to us. A great deal of the research that humans have engaged in up until this point has been research oriented outside of ourselves, oriented to the external world or to subjects outside ourselves. Very little has focused introspectively or inwardly on our minds. It can't be denied that a great deal of scientific research dedicated to researching the external world and physical phenomena, matter, etc., has indeed obtained great results. However, the amount of research effort that has been directed to understanding our minds has been considerably less.
Tene nga tsu lo nyeshe thamba ga rang las, lo nyeshe sunchul la, tene tsangrik pa ga nga, tene la ba da, tene wangsa da, wangsa zin la shenjin, tso la tene, tene sem ga thola, tene jimjik shi ki ta ngu tsu yores, lo nyeshe ga rang la.
Over the past 20 years or so, scientists have started to do research into the mind by looking at things like the functioning of the brain, looking at nerves and how they respond, etc.
Ngama la tuna tini, ngama lo nyeshe ngu la tuna tini, tithola yadye mambo tini shiong dos.
So from the point of view of where we were, say, 20 years ago, where we are now, yes, we've seen some kind of progress.
Yinayang tini koranzo wo tini jimjik shi tanga tini namba moshi, moshi zina. Jimjik shi tanga tini namba tini nangang duze. Tini nangang yopi jimtsinji tartaga warta sim goksangwa ngumati taro hako yo maresi.
However, the mode by which this research is being carried out entails a certain degree of risk. And the reason for this risk is that still the internal nature of the mind or the secrets of the mind are still not properly understood.
Then da nga su de ni sem ga sawa de nguni ta ni sha na sem ga sawa de chi ka chi shu de te ha ko go ya zu de te ko su na de ni te nga su ya ji tong jin du si te sem de ya ji ta na ya ji ja chim bu tong ji o re.
So it's really important that the secrets of the mind or the secret of the mind be understood, be known. And it's really only after we can understand this that we will be able to speak about progress and development in any real sense.
Dendi shini mahlapa mambo labna nga tso sim yargi tsa nroo rizh. Yina tarung yang yargi nroo jindus.
So just as we, through formal education, move on from elementary school to middle school to high school, etc., and with each stage increase our understanding and learn things that we previously didn't, we need to continue in this direction and continue to progress in our understanding.
Dendi nga tso mozi gita kangla zhiga yo rizh yina mozi ki to gandiz re zina tani khorang ge shekhat tani nga so sem re shekhat tani ngupo re tani ngupo da sem ni nyam de tani to dna nyam de zon ba ti tela mozi ge yore.
If we're going to understand what it means, what it means to be human, then we need to see humans as being comprised of half mind and half matter or form.
Tani nga tso muti tani shekha ta ngupo yin, shekha ta tani sem yin tsarti, tani nga tso ngupo tila tani khoranga tani, ngupo go tani khoranga tani gungkho kongya manzu tata shuichu, tani ngupo tani khoranga tani gungkho kongko gore, yang sem la yang khorang khoranga tani yang gungkho yore, tani khorang kongko gore, tani gungkho ta kongko gore mato, tani kong matavna perna nga tso ngupo go, zhukpo go perna nga tso mugtang, nawatang, tani pena lipo tani gupa to yang ta pa kong ma ta na nga so la lipo la dung ri yong are tani sem go gupo gung kho to kong ma ta na sem go to la dung ri yong de us.
So given the fact that we are made up half of, you know, material form and half of mind, we have needs in respect to both of these aspects of ourselves. So just as not being able to fulfill the needs of our physical being, like the need to breathe, for example, has great harm on our body, so too not fulfilling the basic needs of our mind has great harm and danger for our being.
Deni pena ngarang so mostula samlo tamba yena deni poa trina zamazar gore kharkum na chinthong gore deni changna khagna deni komba gong gore tezo tamji po nga so ngupo deni murang ngupo deni gumkho de par deni gongji de res.
So the fulfillment of physical needs are obvious things like needing to eat when we're hungry, drink when we're thirsty, wear clothes when we feel cold.
Deni ta ngupo deni gumkho to deni deni chamba drip chari ji se pe na nga cho za ji yang yo gon ji yang yo thong ji yo yo deni do sa khang ba yang yo lang kho yang yo de chu cham po yo chari ji se deni ta nga cho sem go gumkho de yang ko rang sang lo tang go res.
And after these physical and material needs are satisfied, the aforementioned needs and things like needing to have a place to dwell, a form of transport, etc. Once these are satisfied, then we need to begin to think about the needs of our minds.
Then you got the tika sanga so ngupo tini lipo nanga so ngupo tini te dopa to kangje te ma to ba then sim gun dopa kangje tanga so par kir jana then nga so mala tini sim gu thone ya pe na zaji me pata konji me na lipo go thola dungur yong avjin do sim khorang la yang tini khorang ga zama ji yore ji te me na tini sim gu thone dungur ma bo yong go dus.
So just as if we didn't attend to one of our basic physical needs, like needing to eat or drink, then not attending to the needs of our mind results in our mind being in a state akin to hunger or a state akin to thirst, a state of great suffering.
Then it is something that's what you need to go to, sim go to the layang, perna jimjik shikita, sim go to la tsorta shikita, sim yargis tongita, halibagar chimboris.
So for this reason, it's very important to do research into the mind, to do experiments into the nature of the mind in order to obtain a better understanding. So whether it's in Western countries or in Asia, probably most university students think that what they need to be thinking about and paying attention to is studying culture, studying knowledge, how to make money, how to get a job, and perhaps relatively few would be thinking about the needs of their mind.
Then you got the Zambalanga Lota Chimo Hajanga, then you Shusotola, Shikinios, and Zambalanga Tola, Shikinios, and Lota Chimon the Soga, then you Mupo Chipo, Mato Bangato, Mogatini, Mupo Chashi, the Tinita, Din Dopa Dripkit, the Matopa, Sim Gundopa Dripkit, La Samlo Matang, Sim Yargis, Tonga Samlo Matang, then you answer Maum Banda, Halipa Ganga Mambo than Chasaris.
However, if our universities, and particularly our influential universities, are really committing their energies only to the research or advancement of the material world, then the direction of our social development will be greatly compromised.
Then you got to sim yargis tonsiata, sim jundr shiziati, so tamjibo, some of some naughty chuluk kajarisamnati, mariziti, chuluk kajaz maris.
So when we talk about the improvement of the mind or the development of the mind, the training of the mind, a lot of people might think dismissively that this is, you know, religious talk.
Then in our answer, most of the answer in the Pena Koran Chulula Tapa Yunkin Yunanda, Menkin Yunanda, Yana Sanji Chula Tapa Shinkin, Yeshi Chula Tapa Shinkin Yunanda, most of the answer in the Nazo Kashi.
However, regardless of what a person's religious faith may be, or even indeed whether a person has a religious faith or not, everyone can't but accept that humans are comprised by material, the material on the one hand, and the mind on the other. So just as we need to exercise and train our bodies, lest they become ill and attacked by disease, so too we need to train and exercise our minds so they don't develop illnesses.
Then nga so tarta nga so tini sim go thola tini zambol nga thola chamche po kana yana re tini Europe American da so sama yan randa re sim go thola na to hali ba mambo yong gun de ti na ne pe na chap chi shu shi de ga re zena tini nga so tongser gun na yi yu zhe tongser gun na te je ze pe na tin da wa zhe ge zhan ba yang mambo de.
So particularly in Europe and America, but all over the world, mental illness is increasing everywhere. And among these illnesses, one of the most severe is depression.
Tini tongser ke nadda tini yonggo wi jimtsen te chigri gangre zina, chigdi nga tso tini lega ga shawa ga nonshik hajang chi chi wi jimtsen jiresi.
One of the reasons for the increase in depression is due to the stress and pressure that we incur in our everyday lives and jobs.
Tini nga tso shawa ga nonshik dini mambo yonggo wi jimtsen gangre zina, tini nga tso tsuwa hajang mirchi wa, shengho jie zou kwai.
And one of the reasons that our working lives generate so much stress and pressure is linked to the extremely fast pace of our lives. The reason for why we have this pressure, this need to accomplish so much in such a short period of time, is essentially to do with the desires of the human mind. The way our world works at the moment is like one great big water wheel.
Then it in church in both of the in Corlos, chickers, on the tenny. Masutinan in Corlos, chinis, cashes, and cor massam nile, corgo, mancor nile, tavishimando, Zamal on the tinti loni, sama, leca, mambo, lego, tenny, shower, mambo, drugo, tisut, tontongonala, drugo, leca, sama, yobon drugo, the tinti, sama, Zambalas, the tinti in those.
Or like all the internal cogs spinning inside a great big machine. That's the way the world is at the moment, and if one cog is spinning, so do the other cogs turn in response. This is the way that our interlinked world seems to be working.
Then it seems that the country is not so smart.
And the reason that it is happening like this is because we see this as part of the development and progress of society. However, the result of all of these spinning cogs, the ever-increasing size of our desires, the need to constantly acquire things, whether that be a bigger house or cars or a greater material standard of living, is that we rapidly exhaust the Earth's resources. We only have one world, and it will not sustain this kind of increasing desire forever. If we were just talking about the basic needs of our humans, our basic needs are, then the world, in fact, does possess the resources to satisfy these. However, if we expect the world to, or the earth to be able to provide sufficient resources to satisfy all our every desires, considering that there is absolutely no end to how great and immense our desires may grow, then even if we had 5 worlds or 10 worlds, it still wouldn't be enough.
So
So, whilst on the one hand, everybody these days seems to be talking about environmental protection, leading simple or simplified lives, low carbon lifestyles, etc., without a concomitant reduction in our basic desires, then we will be in no way be able to accomplish this goal of environmental protection. Of the 7 billion people alive on the planet, there is almost no one who doesn't aspire to the standard of material living of the world's most affluent and richest people. However, if all of these people were in actual fact to enjoy this standard of living, then we would need perhaps 3 or 5 times our existent world. But of course, this is impossible. We only have one world. So for this reason, it's necessary that we adjust our desires in relation to the amount of resources that are in actual fact available to us. And what this entails is essentially bringing our desires into some measure of control. However, in terms of bringing these desires into control, if we attempt to impose or to curtail these desires at a point when we're feeling absolutely infatuated with a particular object, like a fancy car or something, we're really in the height of desire or infatuation or enrapture with a particular object, then trying to curtail our desires at this point is not going to come to much. Really, the only way that we would be able to bring or change that desire, the nature of that desire, would be if all of a sudden there were available to us an even better car, for example, in which case we would shift our desire to that and then cast the former one out of our consideration. So unfortunately, if humans are unable to appreciate anything other than affluent lifestyles, cars, houses, etc., as being signs of progress and development, then it will be impossible for us to bring our desires under control. So, in order to obtain happiness, we're not saying that these things are not part of it or are not to be considered or are not important. However, what we do need to appreciate is that there is a kind of happiness that exists beyond this.
Tani nga tso zi zama zawa li shung wi dis kit. Tani nga tso tani perna kashi kashi ka chang tong wa. Tani jawa zi ka tani chi yirko chung chim lan jo wa. Tisu ko ka tisu nga tso chua nga ni tani shung wi ngupo nga tso la tani shim bi tani ngupo la nga tso ngupo la long shu bi tani dis kit tisu tam shi po. Gang re zi na tani nga tso ngupo to nga tso ka lipo la gang guan de ci ji.
So the sensorial pleasures that things like eating food or traveling or for some people drinking wine bring us are a result of the stimulation that they bring to our senses. What we really need to investigate for ourselves is whether there is, in fact, any other happiness than that which we receive through various kinds of stimulation of our physical or, you know, sensorial selves.
Then you can't think about same sangwa, me same good sangwa, the shisuna, that not so la lamka hachang mambunduzi, not so dishit.
If we are to understand, or if we in fact do understand the secret of the mind, then there becomes many potential paths and roads to happiness that will open up for us. For the time being, though, we're not saying that eating, drinking, and the other kinds of material pursuits that we regularly engage in are not necessary. Of course, they are.
Ngāsū zāma zājita tīni, zāma zājita tāsū chari zīna ngārāng tsōgu tīni tsōgni gā tōndak rēsī, wē lā shīng chūn, tsōgni gā tōndak rēsī. Zāma tā mā zāna tīni ngūpū gā lōngshū tūsū mēnā ngāsū tsōtup gā mārī, tsōgī tōndak rēsī.
We, of course, eating, for example, or other kinds of actions that we engage in are fundamental to our survival. But then, after we've used these means to secure our survival, then what do we do? Then to what do we turn our attention? All of these questions that we've been asking are ones that we need to one by one ask ourselves. However, for the majority of people who are in universities, most of students' thoughts are really about their work and their careers and what they're going to do after graduating.
And
the reason that we in fact have to pursue careers or work is because we need to make
money.
And then if we're going to answer the question of why we need money, the answer would be because we need money in order to survive, in order for our livelihoods. But then if we press the question further and ask, well, why do we even need to survive? Why do we need to survive? Then, in fact, many people would come up blank against this. They wouldn't have an answer.
And
if the answer we give to the question of why we need to survive is, well, of course we need to survive. We need to survive in order to survive. If that's what we end up answering, then essentially we're proposing an idea of survival which is without any goal or objective.
And
And indeed, if we, our survival of our lives are without goals or objectives, then we essentially live in a very empty way. So if our minds, if we're empty in our minds, then irrespective of how wonderful our external material world may be, how fancy our car might be, how comfortable our house might be, with an empty mind and an empty heart, then we will live in great suffering. Eating delicious food, piling up a lot of savings, investing highly in our external material lives, these are not the real reasons for our survival or why we need to survive. If we think about it in terms of a car, for example, then adding water and petrol, etc., to it and giving it what it needs is essentially answering the basic survival needs of the car. But nobody would say that the goal of the car's survival is to consume and digest gasoline. Of course, the true function of the car is really what it performs for us, what it does. It's not about the fuel that it consumes. And we as humans are exactly the same. As a car needs its water and gasoline and whatever not to function, and so too do we need our food and our material surrounds, place to live in, etc. Because without these things, then our basic survival would not be sustained. Of course, the real purpose of a car is after it has its functioning needs has been satisfied, its real use is as a means of transport. So as humans, the essence of why we're here and what we need to do is not to consume these basic things that we need for our survival. And what this other thing is, or in fact what this meaning is that is superior or transcendent to our basic needs of survival can be understood as two things. So the first of these things, benefiting others, or doing things that are of benefit to others, can be understood as helping other people, people who are in less fortunate situations, people who are poor, people who are in need.
And
And the knowledge and skills that we learn in universities today are not ends in themselves, they're mere tools towards other objectives.
Deni ti lakcha ta nga chu maung ba na yepo zu shi ta zo ba zu shi de bo zu shi ta nga chu sem ge ta chu go re.
How we use these tools in the future, to what ends we deploy them, is something that we use our minds to determine.
Deni nga chu gar ti nga chu deni sem yar ge so ta ma ta na deni nga chu lob da chen bo na ni lo jong shi deni ju nga chu deni lo jong shi pi deni rig ni ta la sar da so deni ji ma maung ba la Jean Layan no pa yon ya, Jean Layan no pa shi pa, tindu rin dona ha go maris.
So without development in our mind, progress in our mind, then all of the skills and knowledge, these tools that we have cultivated over the course of our education, could be used in ways that are of harm not only to ourselves but also to others.
Tani karte nga cho sota nga ni shirg ta lakser yak bo jang di thola nga cho samba de yarge yak bo ta chi tong sum na tong thub na tani nga so lakser dang tani shirg ta mo jang la yang pamba yak bo thoba tani so so jang la yang pamba yak bo thoba tani zren do res.
But if we are able to really develop our minds, to progress our minds, then using our minds in tandem with the skills of knowledge and technical skills that we've developed, then we'll be able to use them in ways that are of benefit to ourselves and to others as well.
Tani nyamaa chik laa chung gyab tani haa lepa gan zambalang ka tani shukpo tani re suna tani khorang ka gormo khorang ka ngoo te te chik gewa yang, te yakbo yang maare, chokba yang maare tani gormo khorang taa ngupo chamsi re longshu te khorang dhukbo maare re te tani khorang ka tani gye mambo taga tani longshu mambo ngupo mambo taga tani rang la phanpa yong mayong, jang la phanpa yong mayong te tani sem ka takcho go re se khorang ka sem la rakhlin do go re se.
So, for example, a person who spends many years studying in a business school, for example, studying how to do business, etc., and then eventually one day becoming extremely rich. Well, money in itself is ultimately a material thing like anything else. It's not inherently good or bad. Indeed, the use to which it's put, ultimately its value is determined by the mind of the person to whom it belongs.
Di gimsen teso haya bozo goni, tani sem yarge tang gore, ma toba nga cho sem yarge tang zewate, o nga cho chulgre, tani di samnyang gamare, nga rang cho mga la, nga cho mga chashe shita sem yindi, di yarge tang jita chulgre tondag mare, nga rang so tondag, mga tondag res.
So understanding that this logic, or understanding this way that things operate, we need to appreciate the value of developing and improving our minds, and not dismiss it as something that belongs to the realm of religion. Insofar as we all have a mind and it comprises a large part of our being, then its development is a matter for everyone and a matter for the individual person, and not a matter intrinsically for religion.
Tani pena nga so zipu zhondar mambo shi ne, tani nga so tani lipu nda tani yargye sa tongi ta, ti chulu ka tongdak maare, maso so gher ka tongdak razi. Pe tevzhin da nga so sim yargye sa tongna, sim lab zhondar shi ne, sim yargye sa tongna te, so so nga so ma rang ka tongdak re, te na te la nga so pe mtongchim shi gondog si.
So as, you know, very few people would say that training the body or keeping it fit is a religious matter, so too training and keeping our minds fit is a matter for the individual, and it's something to which we need to really devote due attention.
Karte nga so go tini simkhum go tini dethang te la tini dakbo yakbo ma gib na tini nga so go sob jag na ni lojong yang yakbo shi tab go mare shuso go thola so ne tini lega yang yakbo le tab go mare.
If we don't pay attention to the health of our minds, then we won't be able to do well in our studies, we won't be able to study well, we won't be able to work well, we won't come of good in many of the activities we engage in.
Then America tini lobta chimbo khashi na la then ta lomma tini gacha jip chi jerna te tini tongsir gna pa yi yitin tongsir gna ba rendos.
Statistics say that in some American universities, as much as 45% of students have or suffer from depression.
Tani ti tongsir ka napa tarin ruwi jimtsin ka rizhi na tani nga tso nunshik dhamra, nga tso lopta chimbo na la yong na penna, lopta chimbo na la yong di mi mambu zita kwarang tso tini lopta jamba ka nani ang tangbo shi ni tini lopta di na la yong wari. Di na la nga tso lopta ka nani ang tangbo takta nyam tu jak jak ti tini tsama ang tangbo rin ruwa mari. Di na la ang tangbo nipa samba jipa nga pa tini yong di tini soso go sem maki pa shi ni tini mambu zi tini rin ruwa ndukusi.
And in some cases, this is due to the fact that there is a great deal of pressure and stress in universities for students who aspire to be the best among their peers. And when everybody is aspiring to be the best, not everybody can be. And so students feel a great deal of suffering due to their inability to compete.
Hajang chimbori tin ranzu tela tenni ne nga so sem ga nala marki ba mambo yong yo res.
And due to this competition between people we experience a great deal of suffering.
Pena nga so mambo zu ka samlo ta na kanri rizena ta ngarang pena nga so mu chi tham ba yo na nga so mu chi ti na ne tenni ngarang tenni chi tenni chi so jung ga to ne na kang ga to ne na tenni zang shu te re so na ne nga so to sim ha chung bo tenni chi ge yo re gar ti jam ba so le te zhe yan so na ne nga so sim chi ge yo ma re te pan chen jin zheng o pan chen zhan zu ge tenni wang ge re.
Many people will think that, say, if among 10 people they are quite well off in terms of their study performance or in other areas of life, then they'll feel quite satisfied. But if they're somewhat below the standard of others, then they will feel agitated. And so this is the result of competitive feeling.
Tene pena nga tsu chu go lobda nga ne lojong shi bine kem na tin jan tsu tyo ri nga rang lo chung go kaps nga tsu lojong shi bine kem na tin jan tsu tyo yo 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 nyon re.
Even in terms of Kempo's own studies in the religious context in a monastery, there was also this kind of competition between students.
Tene nga tsu go lobda nga la yo jig mangbo tra go re mo mangbo yo re tani thabar to tsu ba mangbo jab go re tani she yong de tani tsu ba jab na tani nga tsu mā kāshī kā tsōpā jāp nā tī thārkō rā mā tōngchāk māmbō wā tēnī tā mō tā yō rē tēnī shī tī tī nāne yāpō mā yō nā tēnī sēm kā nā lā mā kē pā yōng rē.
In this context, there's a great deal of examinations, there's a great deal of tests, and in particular, a great deal of debate. And when people engage in the debating courtyard, there are often thousands of spectators looking on. So if a person who's engaging in debate doesn't do well, then they feel a great sense of discomfort.
Deni ti kapsa nga tso gari samgo yo zena se ma ki pa shona ta pe na nga lang tso mo chi yo na ti na ni nga zang shu yin na ti gar chim bo ma re zeng a so mo chi ga na ni nga zang shu yin da nga dik shu yin ti gar chim bo ma re ze de na kang re zena nga tso mo chi ga na ni nga zang bo yin na da nga dik bo yin na da nga rang rang ge lo so da nga rang rang ge lo jong da de Tini nga rang rang ka mtsi tong tang tang pa yung mu zhang la pan tok pa su su rang di shi tong tang pa zi yung na di kar chi wa ri ma tok pa nga zhang pa ta nga nyi dhir na zhang li nga lak pa di kar chi mbo ma ri sam ni nga tsu tindri sam gu yo di sam na pe pan tok yung gu ndukusi.
However, at that time, a very beneficial thought was thinking that my studies and my performance is really an issue for me. My own improvement and my own progress is, in fact, a matter of my individual concern. Whether or not I'm among 10 people considered the best or not so good, it's really not a question of comparing myself to others.
Tarta mambo tindi maareze, nga tso pe nam nyip chi yo na, nyip chi ti nani nga rang ka lojong de, dani mo zhamba gupo de le, nga rang zang song na, dani nga sem kipo rindu go re ma to ba, nga rang mo chi yo nani, nga rang dani an tambo re song na, ti ma ong ba na nga pan tok da ma to, zhamba la pan tok ma to, nga rang rang la pan tok ma to, de nga tso nang jab goyo maareze, gantar mo chi ti nani nga an tambo re song na, ta nga sem kipo goyo reze, dani to jimtsun bendukse.
But a lot of people really don't put a lot of emphasis on the intrinsic value in their own individual education. They think their source of happiness or satisfaction comes from being the best among 10 students. And in fact, they're really in thinking this way and not really considering the benefit, for example, that they're going to put their achievements to or the way that they're going to help others.
Then if you're done, that's on Jandar Zigit, the Jinjang Zigit, if you're Savani, you mean by the Mari, don't you your Gogris?
Of course, we're not disavowing here the value of competition in some situations. It is in some amount necessary. However, if we think only about this, then our minds will become very ill. So for this reason, everybody in the university today, students really need to think very hard about the value of their life and what they want to do of meaning with this life. But if people think that their happiness is going to come from fame or from riches or from status or privilege, then this is a very outdated, obsolete way of thinking. And the fact that this kind of thinking is obsolete and outdated is something that many people in the 21st century realize. So many people realizing this, what we really need to do is to build or to forge a new path or road to happiness and to benefiting others. So in looking to whether there is such a road or in looking to how we could forge this path, then or perhaps even asking the question of whether it exists, the answer is it certainly does, and the answer lies in developing and improving our own minds. But in respect of improving and developing our own minds, there are many people who in the present day still do not think mainly about how they're going to help others and be of benefit to others. Their thoughts, for the most part, revolve around themselves. So if we had a choice of very comfortable and luxurious transport methods, say boats and airplanes and cars, etc., then everybody would choose the means, or almost everybody would choose that means that was most comfortable for themselves. And in fact, everybody would head towards whichever method, means of transport that was. If, for example, flying in business class was something that didn't require a lot of money and there were no limitation on seats, then there would be very few people, it would seem, who would say be willing to give up their seat to other people.
사샤식 나랍 덴작 약보 요바다 사샤식 나랍 덴작 메바 딘디즈이나 데니 무참마 수수 강란득나 촌나 데니 나랑 덴작 요사티나라 나랑득고 덴작 메사티나라 잠바초 데즈니 데나 참마가 데삼 그르스.
And the same selfish logic pertains also in terms of regions where we live. So those areas that are safe and those areas that are unsafe. Of course, we want to live in the area that's safe, and as for the unsafe areas, therefore other people.
Tani nga tso la mriri la tindi ke po de mo mambo ndusa mambo yo mari. Tani ti tola nga tso tso bagyab gres.
But conflict inevitably ensues from this situation where every single individual is relentlessly pursuing their own ideal of happiness.
Tani tso bagyab ine kama nga rang gyarka topa ta jamba la pamka kirvi shirta tani nga tso shirg mambo jangare, lasar mambo tani ta salotan gare, tani nga tso tonzi ncharcha mambo sarto che gres.
And in order for ourselves to be victorious and to vanquish our opponents, we deploy a lot of the fruits of our knowledge and our skills, and we consume and waste a lot of resources. And countless numbers of weapons are used, and we create wars and conflicts, and a great deal of suffering results in the world. And the essence of all of this is our own basic selfishness. Of course, to think about one's own happiness or to wish for one's own happiness is not mistaken. However, if we really become very tightly attached to our own happiness, then what ultimately results is the unhappiness of
others.
So for this reason, at the level of our minds, we really need to train ourselves in the aspiration of benefiting others. In terms of we humans, there are many, many respects in which our thoughts and actions are grievously mistaken.
And
so one of these would be the idea that in order for my own individual happiness and satisfaction, or that I do everything, I speak words, I do my work, I undertake everything I do for the sake of my own happiness.
And
then many people think that by doing things in undertaking all that we do for the sake of others, the result of that is only that others will receive happiness and enjoyment, not that we will ourselves.
Then samlo ti norwa chimbo chigre nduse ngune tane dekhi ngoma ta kane yong nduse na pela ngara so mo jamba chola tini demo ke bo yong ya ga tini gandi yong sare samlo ta mo jamba cho demo ke bo yong ya ga tini kaja shet mo jamba cho demo ke bo yong ya ga shawa le ka lena tarzo ti nane tini ngara demo ke bo ngoma ta ti nane yong nduse.
But this idea is really, really wrong. In actual fact, true happiness and genuine happiness comes from thinking about how to bring others happiness, doing everything that we do, undertaking actions and words, everything to bring them happiness. This is from where we will achieve real happiness. So many people think that really it's by having all the things that they need in their material lives, by being very rich, by having a fancy house, etc., that this will be the genesis of their own happiness.
Tani samlo te ang nora rin do si tela tani nguni tani ngatso demo kipo yung mandu si tata mamambo wa hako yores.
But of course this is mistaken, and actually these days there are a great many people who really realize this.
Tani yinti ngatso lopta chimo mambo zita pe na amerika lopta mambo ta wan zambal ngala shikin yores.
In the world today, American universities have great influence in other countries in the wider world.
Tani lopta chimbo to so nang ni tani mo tani rang ton tak tak la samlo ta ma to ba jan ton la samlo ta machine ken tani khorang cho tani la pa ha chang tani tang mo rig pa tham mo tani le kan ram dra le go na le shin ken yin na samlo ti rang do tak tak ma to ba jan la samlo ta machine ken tani ma bo zhi ke chang she jang na din zam la la nop kre da phang kre zina ha le ba la ka mo re ka bo re.
So given the influence and impact that American universities have on the wider world, if students at and academics at American universities are really only thinking about deploying their skills and knowledge to selfish ends, then this will have a very negative impact on the greater world.
Tani maung pa na ngatso tani zambolang de tani chi yargin romo rota yakbozu yongmo yong tani tarta.
Really, the future direction that our society, our world society at large will take, really rests and relies on this current generation of university students in influential universities and what they decide to do.
Tini moti su samlo ta kanti zrendo, tini korang zian la samlo tangkeng tini zianpen.
And whether this generation of university students will decide to commit their lives to the benefit of others, or rather to their own selfish ends, hinges on the education in these universities.
Tani mi semkam yargi sa tongya ga tabshi semkam yargi sa tongya ga tani lobjong ta lobchen lobchit tani yo pate hale ba gar chim bores.
So for this reason, I'm of the view that in universities today, courses on the need to, or the courses on improving the mind, developing the mind, and training the mind are of utmost importance.
Tani mi samlo yargi tongya ga tani tabshi ndu so tamshi bo
these methods that we can apply to training and improving the mind in originality are derived from religion. However, in terms of the secular university context today, there are, you know, all kinds of prohibitions about the extent to which religion can be brought in.
Then it data ngatso tini to chuluk ta chupashi ki ta tini lhota chimbo na chuluk per machona te kyo yo mare je ngaso semkam yargi sto wi thapshi ta so tini korang chuluk tar de shina chokbare ta yana chuluk tar de mashini mashina chula tapa mashina chokore chula tapa menken namgiyo thapshi te ngaso peshushina chokore.
But this really doesn't matter. The point is, for the sake of improving our minds, that what we need to do is, whether or not it's linked with religion or not linked with religion, it's really the methods, the practices that we need. A very good example of this would be compassion. methods of training in compassion originally came from religious traditions, but these days they are being applied in university and school contexts everywhere, and they are equally applicable to people who are religious or people who are not religious. Compassion can be understood of in as being comprised of essentially two things.
Tonda tambo to kan reze na nyar je zewa te nga chon zambolang ga thona te ni me yin nan da chok chak yin nan da te ni dumri yo sa hale ba mambo re ze korang so kha kha shi zi za ji gon ji me pa da te ni kha shi zi te ni na pa da te ni kha shi zi sem ga thoni dumr da dumr jan te ni mambo re ze ko so wo dumr da nga chon ha go je de liao ji ze ha go je de tonda tambo re ze.
So the first part of compassion is the recognition, the understanding that humans and animals and in fact all kinds of living beings in the world experience suffering, whether that suffering be physical or whether it be mental in nature. In the world today, there are many examples of great injustice between humans, different humans, and between humans and other life forms.
Then, jamnyim mayim ba te yongwi gimsen te kani yongwi yores na ngatsu khosu te ni dungmer te mashi pi gimsen ji yongwi yores.
And in many cases, the reason for these sufferings, the reason for these inequalities or injustices is because we don't appreciate or understand the suffering of others. So, for example, the failure of extremely affluent people to appreciate the suffering of those who are poor, the failure of people who have a lot of privilege in life to appreciate the experience of people who don't, this failure to appreciate the situation of others in less fortunate positions or in situations of suffering is a great problem. So it's like, for example, when we're in a state of robust health, in a state of not being sick, it's very difficult for us to understand or appreciate the suffering of a person who is in a state of illness. The point when we do finally come to an understanding of what their suffering is when this illness or physical suffering arrives on our own bodies, when we find ourselves in hospital or otherwise facing sickness or disease.
Lipo detang yin bi ner kamna nga cho nan me pi ner kamna tini mun na pa cho go dungur ta kan dis re sam nga cho samlo mam bo tang go ndus.
But this isn't how it should be. It should be that while we're still in a state of health, while we're still in a good situation, that we apply ourselves to really trying to think and empathize about the situation of people who are in a state of suffering.
Tini mun na pa ti so dungar kan de yang aso sem go thone samlo mambu tang ne tini samlo jimmo tang ne samlo tang za mo tang ne tini che yong di tini nga so tini ko so dungar ta hali pa ga sarwo z tini ha ko yong go res.
And it's really by thinking and applying our minds to in a very meticulous and profound way to empathizing and thinking about the suffering of others that we will be able to arrive at an understanding.
And
when we do understand and appreciate this suffering, when this feeling arises in our hearts, then comes with it the desire to do something to help alleviate this suffering.
Then ti mo te la te ni dungur te me sona samne nge te ni sem gna la molum jab kare ji ta dungur te me sona samne nge sem gna la te ni jewa te ni je kare ji.
And so what this entails is really through arriving at a really clear appreciation of the suffering of others, and on that basis really developing a prayer and a great aspiration and wish in one's mind to be able to do something so that they will not be in this state of suffering.
Deni rewa jabni tindi shipine kamna teni ngarang sem gana la otangi rewa jabachi bo yong gum de ngi molum jabachi bo yong gum de ngarang go ngus roshi go de samne deni nga sola sambati yong gres.
And then based on this, of course, it's not sufficient for us to simply pray or to hope for the alleviation or suffering of others. It's essential that on the basis of this hope and prayer that we undertake to engage in actual real action.
Tenim dusardana tenim myena ndra tschochak jamba zigena ndra ndorna ngatsu dumur chanji teni to tendi gona to semchen tuna. The Korang Langi, Koranga Dungur, the Mepashe go, Koranga Dungur, the Ni, Ropashe in, Sambaga Samloziona, this Samlotila, the Ni, your Jesus Christ.
And so, putting it succinctly, the recognition that another human or an animal or other form of living being is in suffering, and on that basis, the aspiration to undertake action to help them eliminate that suffering. These two together are what we call compassion.
Then it is some lote, Munetanisha, not if some lote in Namba Sanje Bagatini Taba Chimbo, some lotes.
This compassion that we're speaking of is derived from the Mahayana Buddhist tradition.
Yenaya Kuranga Nyarjiti, then he Peshitana, then he Namba Sanje Bala Kurantaba Shina and Chokore.
However, these practices of arousing compassion, and indeed your own compassion, the use that you put it to, it doesn't matter if you are Buddhist or not. You can be, but you don't have to be.
Ngarang namba sangji pa jigyen, ngarang namba sangji pa loma yin, ngarang namba sangji pa chupa zhigyen, samba te.
Really, whether one is a religious, is a Buddhist follower or Buddhist practitioner, someone who has faith in the Buddhist doctrine, this is really a question quite apart from the practice of compassion. So practices directed to engendering and increasing compassion are things that anyone, regardless of whether they're Christian, they're Buddhist, they're Muslim, they're atheist, can all apply.
Tabshit kana yore zinda ngazo pe na mo tindi nyarji menkhen zigla tindi nyarji yoba nyarji mepani nyarji yoba dang tindi nyarji te yang kone kone dem perwa ga tindi jondur she ya ga tabshit kana yore zinda tindi namba sanji ba ga thapa chenpo na la tabshit yore z.
But the method, the way of bringing a person from a state of not having compassion to having compassion and then moving on to increase the quality of the compassion, these methods and practices are from the Mahayana Buddhist tradition.
Then it is number Sanji Pagati Tavshita Kandizarizina, Penangasuchil Hala Sorata Pandraota, Yamanachil Hadra, Tindizuk Nibala, Tinitengoya, Tindiz Arizina, Tim Marizi, Maraso Muranga, Semgotoni, Jondrishia, Tindizris.
But when we're talking about the efficacy of these practices, it's not like supplicating a Buddhist deity or expecting some kind of intervention from an outside force. These are really practices that one puts into practice oneself, and through committing oneself to them diligently obtains results on this basis.
Korangana la Dani semchen dungmar cha nam ge dungmar la samlo tangne otangi khorang la ropa che go samne tindi ge jondr she azre ma to pa che la ge ni pa ta la la surata pa ta te mare la tang je ta te sola kar gen jera yo mare sin do
This compassion doesn't have any relation to an outside God or some kind of outside deity or other kind of force that is in some way conferring this compassion on us. It's literally generated through the practice of recognizing another's suffering and on this basis developing a heartfelt aspiration to eliminate or reduce that suffering.
Nyarji gomlub tetni namba gna na shwa pi thapshi tim dordi zu shine samala ngotu jigyens
and I just like to go on from here and give everybody a brief introduction to the actual practice of compassion in Buddhism
tani tambo kandi che go re je na nga so mug tani mon mchobo mon napa tani mo tani dungmar yosa tani yen na ja yana pe na nga so Tani simchen tundru perna shira ga nana yo pi tani simchen rawa yin na ta tani ga dungmar hachang chenpo yo pa ga tani ga ma yin na tundru yin na tani zi la nga chung mga ta go res.
So the practice that I'm going to talk to you about tonight is one where we, with our own eyes, with our own naked eyes, we fixate on an object of great suffering, whether this be a person who is extremely poor, a person in a state of great destitution, or an animal, for example, who might be in a slaughterhouse and undergoing great suffering and pain.
Then in Namjin Natsopena Munapayananda, then in Mur, then it Dumur Chimboyo Saga, then in Mayana, Chokchagana, then it in Tongi Kapsa, then in Naso Changa or Chagni, Naso Tato Yo Maris, Tapoke Yo Marita.
In the ordinary course of our lives, we often find ourselves recoiling at the sight of things that are unpleasant or painful. But what we need to do in cultivating our compassion is really compel ourselves to face these things and look at them.
Or
at the same time, aside from, you know, really casting our eyes on scenes or sights of suffering, we also need to listen compassionately. So attune ourselves to, or really listen very intently and deeply to accounts or stories of suffering, whether they be from the historical past or whether they be things that we hear in the media, in the news, or things that other people tell us. Of course, it's quite common, it's almost routine in every day for us to hear stories about airplanes plunging into the ocean and people dying or millions of people perishing in an earthquake. However, for the most part, we tend to dismiss these stories or just register them in a very superficial way. Today, this many people died. Oh, yesterday, that many people died. And the reason that we dismiss them so easy is because we're really not thinking properly.
So
what we do need to do in terms of thinking properly is, say, upon hearing about an airplane that has fallen into the ocean, we need to think, what if among those 250 people, one of them was me?
Yana, ne ama, ne apa, or tendis the tina la yoni tenite shisona candy and sari, chita, tina gamanivyada ngapchi, natina ni chita, naranga pada, naranga mayana, Gandhiyan sare samne samlo tango res.
Or what if one of those people were my mother or my father?
Yana ngarang puda pumod tini tinana tini timoschit te yena Gandhiyan sare samne samlo tango res.
Or my daughter or my son?
Yana ngatso tini napanda ota yana pena pena shira ngana na tundu mambo sakyo yore. Or tundi tini semchin dungur mambo yosati.
Or in terms of an extremely ill person or animals that are facing slaughter, similarly, we need to really think very deeply, what if I were one of them?
So, or
in terms of animals facing death at the in this situation, what if one of them were my mother or my father, who for the entire duration of their life has really done nothing to hurt another person, and yet despite this, this is essentially the treatment that they are receiving. What if that were the case, that it were me or my mother or my father?
Then I was going to say something about that. Then this type of gender, then you match with mambo young, then mambo show those cards. Then match with that, then you can go to. Garang yun na kante re. Garang ko chumla, then you garang ko fire la, then you match with that description. Then garang ti chawla, then you makasasona. Kante yun sare samne samlotang ko gundos.
Or in terms of the, you know, many wars that are waged in the world every day, what if one of the person who was to die in these wars was me, or a war in my hometown? What if it were me, or my mother, or my father, or one of my family members?
Then you young atun zambalanga sacha kashilana, then you mugi mambo yung, samala zaki me, kunji me, yana nayam dramada yone, then you dumar mambo yungadua, then you tina lang arati nala yona, ne kanti chegosare, some yana ne chumsang the tina layona, ne boda, bomoda, apa matasu tina layona.
And in people who experience great hunger and destitution and suffering in everyday society, similarly, what if it were me or one of my family members?
And
by really thinking about this in a very deep and profound way, then we generate a feeling of fear. And this fear, which is a recognition of others' suffering, is the first stage of compassion meditation.
And
the second stage of this contemplative meditation is moving on from our recognition of another's suffering, the awareness that we are not that person, that today we are not in a state of great hunger or distress or facing the threat of being killed. And in really registering this awareness, we need to also keep in mind the basic equality of all people, the fact that just as I wouldn't want any of these things to happen, neither does the people who are in this situation want this to be happening to them.
Then in our answer, Zambolang got any Mutsamala, Mutsam, Murnam got any Donga Papa, Karoyore, Naboyore, Seroyore, Papan Dragamaris. Then there was a can answer Mumambo Lord, Murk Soso, Lordin Dragamari, Murk Soso, Jabjung Dragamari, Sharnabuk Rinin Dragamari, Yena, Dondagani, Tolangatu, Saman Dandaris.
So in the world today, there is great diversity in terms of people's skin colors and cultures and histories and contexts and backgrounds, but there are two basic respects in which we're all the same.
deva yona sam nga demo chepo yong sona samne deva chembo yona ta ngarang lega da deva chung 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 tenji na ngarang yona ga ge yore te nga chung jambalang ma chama chi pare.
The first of these respects is the in which we are similar is essentially our desire for happiness, whether that be a great happiness or just a little happiness in general. The desire to be happy is something that humans everywhere share.
Then you ni pa te kare zena pena ngarang la teni dungur mayona ga yore dungur chembo mayona ta lega dungur chong 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 zeni mayona ga yore azo li papa ga thola teni cherma chong chong zeng zwan zao teni ge pena ga so kap ja bi ne kam na te 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 chong chong ma zo cha ga ma re ta papa kap ge papa pu bi teni te dungur ta ba chong chong ma to yo ma ta ga so te la ma chag ne te me na ga so ga yore ngarang teni ngarang zo ga ba jin te teni mo cha ma de dang zha wa re cha ma so so la dungur me na sam kan zo ma to chig yo ma re ti thong ne ga so ram nim re.
And the second respect in which we're all basically the same is the wish not to experience suffering, even the smallest amount of suffering, the suffering that comes from a pinprick or a thorn, feeling a thorn pierce our skin. From the smallest kind of suffering up to very great forms of suffering, we all have a basic desire not to suffer. So everybody, despite their wish not to suffer, unfortunately has to deal with the fact that they will suffer. And by the same token, even though we wish for happiness, we're not necessarily able to obtain it. So we really need to think about the fact that just as I experience suffering from not being able to obtain happiness, so does essentially everyone else. And by really developing a really strong sense of the basic equality or equalness in our experience, then we will not be able, or we won't engage in behavior for our own interests that causes suffering for others.
Then in Namjin ngarang zu perna chi me bi ne kub zu la deni cha pa ha chang chi bi ne kub zu la nga zu chi she dem gang tong ji yo na.
Quite often, say on an extremely hot day when everybody is feeling parched and there's one bottle of water to drink, we will be thinking about quenching our own thirst and won't be necessarily paying much attention to how others are feeling thirsty like
ourselves.
And the reason that in this situation we would be thinking about ourselves and not about others is this habituated tendency to be thinking in this way about ourselves and not casting our minds to others.
Yeah, garti ti ne kamna nga so nge jan la dang jab ne o nga nga kom gundu dungur yong gundu da jan la ya dungur yore sam ji ti sam lo ta ta na o ta ni ta nge chek sher tum ka gana ne kham bo gang thong ji re te wen thong ma re jan ba ta jan la nge jin gres.
If I were used to or practiced in thinking about others aside from myself, then in such a situation, I wouldn't take more than one mouthful. I would offer the rest to others. In the future, the world's resources are becoming increasingly diminished.
And
if the people in today's universities are becoming or are extremely selfish in their interests, then this is how the rest of the world will become.
And
if this is how things will proceed, then in the future, the scarcity of resources will become something that people are engaged in great conflict over. So just saying or throwing around slogans like world peace, this in itself won't do it. In fact, the gradual step-by-step work towards world peace is something we need to engage in. And this work towards world peace is not something that we should just do with our words, but something we really need to do in terms of our working on our minds. And in terms of this work on our minds, part of it is obviously working on ourselves, but the greater part is really working on thinking about others. And if we're really able to do this, then it will yield benefits in terms of future conflicts over world resources. If we are Buddhists, for example, beyond the kind of meditative contemplation technique I've introduced tonight, there are, of course, lots of levels and stages beyond this. But if a person is not Buddhist, for example, then just sticking with the basic practice of compassion is itself
enough.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to the third stage of the compassion meditation or contemplative practice. After we have first recognized the suffering of others, and secondly established a view of equality, where we see that this suffering, desire to avoid suffering and to obtain happiness, is something that everybody shares, and that on this basis it is not okay for me to do something for my own happiness or selfish interest that is at the expense of another's happiness. So at this point, we generate an extremely powerful aspiration to do things, to undertake action to eliminate or reduce the suffering of others. And this third stage is the final stage of the practice. And after we've completed the third stage of this meditation, or achieved some kind of stability in this practice, then it's time for us to turn to actual action in society, whether that be benefiting each other, others through our words, or benefiting others through the actual deeds that we do. So in terms of family life, if members of a family are able to practice in this way, thinking about the situation of each other, then it will bring great happiness at the family level. And then at a level of, say, a town or a city, if its inhabitants are able to habitually think about this way and contemplate each other in these ways, then it'll bring happiness and peace to that particular place. And then as we scale up, if this kind of practice can be undertaken by people in the world at large, then this is when we will arrive at happiness for everyone and world peace. Contemplation practice on compassion that Kenpo has introduced tonight is just a very abbreviated, simple, straightforward approach that everybody can apply. In the Buddhist tradition, there are, of course, many practices on contemplation, some of them very detailed, that go into many, many stages and levels. And if people are interested in learning about them, then they should consult one of the many resources that exist on these teachings.
Dini te bog namba sangye wa nani nang ge yargye ge semkam ge yargye ge nani chigre dini tarong semkam ge yargye tong lu mambo mambo zindu to so tamche bo dini so so gar de rang ge samlo rang ge dini mubayo na dini rang ge lojong shena chokre ne terang chapati chig nyangji chig bo de yens.
So the compassion practice that I mentioned tonight is one way that the Tibetan tradition views the development or progress of the mind. The practice that was introduced tonight is one but of many, and if you have the interest or desire, it's something that you can put into practice yourselves.
Tini yargi xsim yo pinani ni pa ti kanrezena tini mo kunshu ke yargi teris mo shopa ge yargi teris.
So the first type of progress that the traditional traditional Tibetan worldview being the development of one's mind or the progress of one's mind, the second being the development or progress of one's moral behavior and conduct.
Tini yargi xsim ba ta tini tazo pamjur ke yargi telan jokhres.
And then the third type of progress would be material or economic development or progress.
Tini yargi xsim ti nane kar chi shu de kan rezena sem ge yargi sem kam ge yargi tela ngunzen gres.
And of these three different types of progress and development, the most important is the first one, the development of one's mind.
Tini terang ga nga chu yargi ge tini kor shu so ge de shu so yargi ge nala namba ge tini nipa gari thong gre zi ki tin chat chat tini dinin samjo ge yen tini nga chu jini taro shu so she kas la tini nga chu drwa chen shi na chok re.
So this brings to conclusion my talk tonight about the influence of Buddhist ideas of social progress. And we've got another half hour or so remaining, and I'd welcome any questions you might have. And thank you everyone for listening.